Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. This evening we have our feature podcast, The Attic. Yeah, that's right. Once a week, we give you Patterson's Own. We put together a show that is designed to be entertaining and hilarious as well. So sit back, relax, while co-producer, the messenger, baby sister, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Purr, and Sister Sunshine entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Enjoy the show. Good evening to all. This is your boy, Petey Green, and I got a show for you tonight. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. As always, this is co-producer, just warming the setup for the rest of the cast. We've got the full cast with us tonight, and tonight our topic is going to be the blue wave. Just like before the midterms, when we did show after show after show, asking people to make sure that you get out and vote, now we're going to come back and we're going to try to look at some of the effects of your vote. We want to look at how did the Democrats actually do. I think they did damn well. I mean, personally, I think they did damn well. But there's a lot of people that says the blue wave wasn't as blue as we think it was. Well, before I get too deep into that situation, are you hearing an echo on me? Okay, here we go. Before we get too deep into that situation, let me bring my cast on, and let's find out how everybody's doing tonight. We're going to start with Sister Tippy. How you doing tonight, Sister Tippy?
Hi, co-producer, I'm well, thank you.
Sister Sunshine, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, okay. How are you?
Hey, and over in the laboratory, the labo in Jersey, we got the messenger and baby girl kicking in the studio tonight. How y'all doing tonight?
We are great. I am here in the studio with the messenger. We are doing well.
What that nigga at? He praying? Is the messenger on the radio?
I'm thanking him because it's already done.
See, amen.
Tell them to give you a little more volume. Tell them to give you just a little more volume. We need more cowbell. We need more cowbell from you right now.
All right. How's that? Is that a little bit better?
Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Did I miss anybody?
My bad.
Baby boy.
Baby boy, you with us tonight?
I think he said he's going to be a little late checking in.
Oh, okay. Well, now that we got the cast all set.
We got Nurse Carmen with us.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Messenger. How you doing, Messenger?
y'all not going to start that shit on the show tonight. Not tonight. Tonight, the blue wave is not the hideout in the Poconos Mountain. We talk about the blue wave. We talk about the Democratic blue wave.
Hi, Messenger.
maybe my sister messed up, but that's what I heard. I didn't hear, hey, Messenger, how
that's
you doing?
That's the Messenger wave. That's right.
All right, ride it. Watch this. Well, since we're going to start like that, damn them Democrats. Let's talk about the wave. All right. You'll be at a party, right? And
then... Hey, well, good evening. Again, Atticus pumping on all cylinders. All right, let's talk the talk. How many people think that with the midterm, that the Democrats were actually successful?
I think so. I mean, I think we have.
I agree. I agree with the sister. I sure do.
Yeah, we have 38 seats at this point. So that's very good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we could possibly hit 40. So you can't complain. That's great.
Well, now, you know, when we say possibly hit 40, what are we talking about, the two recounts?
They're still counting seats in California, correct?
Oh.
I thought California was cleared already.
No, I mean,
it was Arizona. Okay.
Yeah, they're still counting some seats in California, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh. Listen, I'm going to get back to that in a minute. I read a post on Facebook today. And tell me, ain't this some shit now? The lottery. Billions of people play the lottery. The night the number come out, by the time, what's in fact, before the number comes out, they know how many winning tickets they won, they sold, and they know they can pretty much contain it to a geographical area. By the next morning, everything is done. Tickets are counted. Tickets are verified. I mean, and they know who the winner is. And again, that's a lottery. We talk about election that governs and runs this nation. We can't figure that out months after it happened, weeks after it happened. I mean, for real, are we that?
Oh, we know,
behind?
but the powers to be are not letting it be known. We know, they know. There's no recount necessary. It is what it is.
Well, but again. That's just going to show the shit is set up.
That's right.
To be so messed up. You know what's so funny?
That's right.
That when they put this system in place, I mean, this and again, and I know this is on the eve of Thanksgiving, and I send mad love out to all Americans. I'm not going to call you a Native American because I'm actually a Native American. But I send mad love out to the Americans that were here and got shit taken from them. But when they took this country... And when they started writing laws, now here's what you call pure evil interwoven into the fabric of this nation. They set this shit up from the beginning so that white men would always rule this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right from the very first design, it was set up that white men would always rule this country. And again, and let me tell you, when you are taught that generations in and generations out, I understand. I don't agree with it, but I can see where the mind process, the thought process comes from. From the beginning of this nation, it was put in here with the Electoral College and all other gerrymandering possibilities. All other situations were thought of. Now, this is what you call evil thinking, but it was good because
right.
The shit lasted, 100, still lasted. It was already thought of that no matter how the elections go, good, bad, whatever, white men will still rule this country. And that's just messed up. That's what I'm trying to say. That's just messed up.
And there was a lot of other issues as well. I mean, they have old voting machines. And I mean, these are things that they know. They know this every year when it comes time to vote. They know these machines are old and need to be updated, and yet they do nothing about it.
Nope.
You know, so, I mean, this happens every single time, you know, election comes around because machines were breaking down. I mean, the time for waiting to vote was, you know, 2 and 3 hours, which is ridiculous.
Yep.
But
I mean, just thank God that people were, you know, were really resilient about it and just waited it out.
Yeah, they persevered. That's right.
Wait that long to vote.
Well, you know what though, and again, if you look at these problems, these issues. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm a police detective, but the shit sounds suspect. Because look at where all these problems genuinely occur. So when I say let's say 90% of the issues we just talked about occur in areas to do some to change or alter the black vote in a positive or negative manner. And when you're altering anything, it's really never positive. But all this is set up in those areas. So again, it goes back to if we can't, since we can no longer truly control the minds of people, then we have a backup plan. So when they start to think for themselves, okay, you thought your way out of that bullshit I had you in before. Now you think you're free? No, I got another set of rules that's going to hold your ass down. And I'm sorry that I keep going back to that, because I really want to say it is just, it's just really, really, really fucked up that somebody would determine, a group of people would determine that no matter which way any election falls, for the most part, we've got a system in place that still guarantees that older white males will always run this country. Whether you're the majority or the minority, older white males will always run this country. And I'm getting back on my blue wave, because what happened is by taking control of the House, again, what it does is it neutralizes a lot of bullshit. And I'm hoping, and this is my hope as we get back into our subject, I'm hoping that the confidence and the strong position that the Democratic House has now sway some senators to say, look, I'm mad as hell, and 45 ain't getting my lunch money no more. And join the blue wave and help us put some kind of equal justice back in this nation.
Well, because again, let me ask a question. So now in the House, that's where you can write laws at. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is the Senate, is that where they have to approve it?
That's correct.
Correct, yep. They vote on it, yeah.
Well, both houses actually approve.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Both of them actually have to approve. I mean, you can say, you can start from one and then it goes towards the other, but both houses actually have to have the majority vote.
Right, so you can write the laws in the House, but then they have to go to the Senate to actually approve it.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have the numbers in the Senate.
Right.
No, definitely don't have the numbers in the Senate.
But we don't have the numbers in the Senate, but we're not that far behind. Whereas if we could get three
some
or four
swing votes, right? Yeah.
To agree with us, then we can. But
right. Because
Republicans.
That hasn't been the case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But because Republicans is in charge of Congress, there are certain things. Let's say you got a bill and you know three of the Republicans will vote for it. The House, the Senate leader, which is Mitch McConnell, he doesn't even have to bring that up to the floor. And if he doesn't bring it to the floor, there's nothing you can do about it. The House
can't get that.
The House can write any bill they want, but it's up to him to bring it to the floor. And it's vice versa. So technically, in the next 2 years, nothing's getting done but the crazy stuff that Trump does by executive order. That's where we're at.
Even though we have
the majority in the House, all we can really do now is just kind of shut some of that stuff Trump is doing down.
That's it.
In terms of like
FEMAs
and things like that.
We can slow it down.
But see now watch this. This was Trump going to really try to keep his pimp hand strong. Because let me tell you something, and you mark my words on this, if he start flipping Democratic folks in the House, because you can say what you want to say about that man, but he kind of know how to get people to do some of that crazy shit that he want done. He should be a marketing genius instead of a business, trying to be a business genius, because he got to wait. I'm getting you to come along with him. I don't know if he got tapes on everybody in Congress, because they're all probably rotten. But he got a way of getting you to say, look, I know that's some bullshit, but all right, I'm going to support you on this. Because probably tell him, if you don't support me on this, if you're in North Carolina, them farmers ain't getting no subsidy. Nothing. I'll make Jesse Helms turn over in his grave. No subsidies going to the farmers. So, again, if you down there in North Carolina and them tobacco areas, you go have to follow him or to stand on your own and lose millions of dollars of support to your people. Sometimes. I'm sorry?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes he forces you into a situation. And let me tell you, if he would take just some of the time that he spends on his gangster shit, and actually just read a book or two, I say, and just read a book, he might be able to do some shit, man.
But here's the thing. What you're missing with Trump is not even so much that, well, yes, he is a good marketer, but the only reason why these people, I don't think he can get the Democrats, is because the only reason why these Republicans are following them is because their core base, which is the uneducated white person per se, or a black person really, they believe
not all of them are uneducated.
Well, this is true, but I meant this. Well, yeah, they're either uneducated or wealthy. So you're right. They're not all uneducated, because a lot of when he won, everybody was just doing it for a change. They just didn't realize the change that they were asking for. But the reason why people follow him now is because the core base of the Republican Party, they are the ones that are tied in step in step with him. So the Republicans, even if they didn't like it, they can't do anything about it, because they're afraid if they go against him, that's going to take their votes from him. So that's why he's got such a pull on them.
And I do feel that this blue wave that we're going to see now, they're going to really start to do something about cleaning the swamp, as far as a lot of the Trump administration that has a lot of these a lot of that corruption that's going on. I do believe that they'll start to try to do something about that. At least I hope so anyway.
That man said, I'm a clean and swap. That's what came out of the mouth of our president. I'm a clean, what's it? I'm a clean and swap, man.
Because I think it's just unreal. Yeah, I haven't seen any administration as corrupt as his. It has to be the worst.
Well, now, again, everybody got thieves, man. You know, when you become a career politician, being a career politician is your major. Stealing from people is your minor.
And I agree, but like I said, I haven't seen any administration as corrupt as his.
I think a lot of them have been, but we just got everything real time now. Like, as soon as it hits, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's on 24-hour news. I think they've all always been shady. It's just
within
we know more
year,
about this shadiness.
Within the first year of his, administration, he had the most corruption in his first year than pretty much any other president.
That's insane.
But see, this is what you got to think about. Most of the time, when the president got dirt on him, well, you know, we talk about you, Billy C, old Tricky Dick. When they got dirt on him, normally their dirt don't spread throughout the whole freaking cabinet. That's some shit they did that they trying to cover. But in this case, I'll bet you in one of his top level staff meetings, the word nigger probably used a lot. They probably talk about calling people these bums. They ain't gonna know. I'll bet you one of his inner circle staff meetings is probably just like a practice taping for The Apprentice. I bet you there's no political decorum. They just sit there talking about whatever the hell it is they want to talk about. And I say that because That's who the leader is. And so what I was getting back to is normally when the leader is not out, the leaders, and think about this, I'm sorry. Every morning you got to wake up and you got to ask yourself, is our president involved in collusion with Russia? Now that's the first thought when we start talking about his whole political empire. Who the hell would ever think that you'd have to worry about the possibility of the president of the United States being a Russian agent?
Mm. Well, that goes to the old saying, you got to be careful what you ask for. And
well,
just as we've always said, he never hid who he was. We just,
no, he didn't.
Well, a lot of people.
He never hid it. He never hid it.
Right. He never. So this is what I am. I am not a politician. Y'all know
yeah.
me from way back. Go to Florida. Ask them about me. I'm a crooked businessman. That's what he's been all of his life. And we knew it. And I, when I say we, not the addict, but everybody else knew it. And they still
oh,
voted for him. No way.
You know, not the addict, damn it.
Not the addict, no. But they knew it and they still voted for him because they wanted a change. What's amazing is they don't want to give Brother Barack his credit, but Brother Barack did so much for the United States as a whole to bring people together than any president in the lot since Johnson. And they hated him, but now they're voting Republicans out of office for that one thing that they hated so much of, Obamacare. They will hurt you now over their health care now.
Well,
but
let me tell you something about
Obama now.
All I've got, look at here, Barack, I want to say to you, Brother Barack, the only thing that I have bad to say about your presidency, and this is just personal, this is from me to you, B, I'm going to call him B right now. Nigga, I wish you was more like Donald Trump. I wish you was more like Donald Trump. I wish you didn't give a damn about what's right or wrong. All you concerned is helping your people. It don't matter what the law say. Rewrite that shit. That's my only complaint about your 8-way. Just imagine if we had him. We go. Excuse me one second while we go to fantasy land. Well, not so much. If Cory Booker gets elected, it'll be like that. But just imagine we have a black president. Just imagine, and I support Corey. You my man, see, out of New Jersey, mad love. But just imagine we had a black president who just didn't give a damn about what the law said. He put, I said like Cedric to say, he got Nuck-Nuck and Pistol Starter over there running the Department of Education, you know, T-Bone and shit. He running transportation. He just came in there. I mean, you feel what I'm saying? This nation would shut the fuck down, man. But it just it's happening now, and everybody's all right with it. So
yeah,
what they talking about? Go ahead.
That's why they holding on to that Second Amendment.
Man, let me tell you something about our Constitution, man. And we're gonna get back to this blue wave. That's about as much bullshit as when it was written. But let me say this to you though, and I only say it's bullshit because it was written. While I'm writing, all men are created equal. In my mind, me and all the rest of my homies that are there writing that shit, we already know that we ain't talking about the Indians, the Native Americans. We ain't talking about the black folks. We're not talking about a whole bunch of people, but with all fairness and a good heart, we're writing, all men are created equal. Oh, fuck them. They're not men, so we're not talking about them. So right from the beginning, that shit was messed up. But I'll say this to you, and then we're going to get back on the blue wave. I'm sorry.
Trying to get back to that blue wave.
The Declaration of Independence and our Constitution was actually was good shit, we wouldn't need all these amendments. If we just walked around from the core base that all men are created equal, I mean, damn who you are. Damn what color you are. You a man, so you are equal. And we applied those same principles, rules and regulations to everybody. This would be a beautiful place. But again, when they picked that pen up, they looked at each other. Look, now, they probably said, just in case people got cameras and shit on us, we gonna write all men are created equal. But y'all know what we really mean, right? Y'all know we not talking about them. Mm. But okay, getting back to the blue wave, it stands at night for coffee. Huh?
It kind of sounds like religion to me.
But they just call it the Constitution. But they just call it the Constitution. What's it? Constitution, commandments. Constitution, commandments. Commandments, Constitution. I mean, you know, you can flip it. Yeah.
They bring BS.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the blue wave. But you know, one of the things about the blue wave that really got these jokers on the edge of their seat, and they can say what the hell they want to say. But I think they call her Madam Waters. Madam Waters got them jokers nervous right now. Yes, she do. And why? Because they know that in looking for some shit on Donald Trump, that a whole lot of other shit goes surface and a lot of other people about to get their ass in a sling. And again, when we talk about looking for shit on Donald Trump, now, huh?
She's over the Finance Committee in the House, so she has the authority to investigate all financial issues.
All financial issues. Now, watch
this.
They
think she got monkey it up. They think she got monkey it up.
Oh, watch this. How to say she about to put her drawers in that pudding or in that bakery, whatever it is. What's the old saying? I put my drawers in it. I had that all messed up. Yeah, but she about to come at that. And let me tell you something, okay? Because he came at her, so don't be mad when she responds. She's not intelligent. How can she do her job? Now her job is overlooking at your finances. But I tell you what, everybody got their mouths are salivating over the possibility of looking at that man's tax records. And I know we talked on this, but again, if it's not the law that full transparency is necessary, then just leave that alone. There's no reason to go after that because you know if he got this far without giving him up and you can't make him give it up, then, you know, don't start the bullshit like he did with the birth certificate because there's so much other shit that you can look at and with that man and it's going to bring him down. Because, again, I don't know him personally, so I'm only going by what I read. Even as a businessman, he stayed in court. So it wasn't like he was a Ross Perot, a successful businessman. He was just a businessman. Now, because he got his names on some hotels. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not measuring his success to what I do. Okay, I understand. We're talking about two different playing fields. But, again, I think if I came into the game with about 40 mil, I'm sorry. I think I could be a billionaire also. So the point I'm making is when she start looking at his records and shit, well, I said, shit going to get shaky because he already got his defenses up. He don't want no money spent on that kind of bullshit. Don't waste people time investigating him. But listen to what I'm about to say right now because we're about to take a bad turn. When those committees start looking at Trump International, Trump Daycare, Trump day camp for underprivileged Africans in New York City, when they start looking at all his committees and his nonprofit orgs, it's going to be a lot of shit that he's going to have to answer for, but he can't. And because it's going to be some state statutes, his kids are going to have to wear that shit, yo. And what I mean by that is when you start messing with his kids, do you think he's not going to try to mess with your kids? Now, let me think. How could he mess with a whole bunch of our kids at one time? I don't know. Let's let that sit in for a minute. Where could he send a bunch of our children at one time so that if you want to incarcerate his kids, he's going to bring some damage back? And again, this is just my perception of the man. I really hope I'm wrong. But you wait till when that first indictment comes down, looking at him, but because he's the president, they can't get him, but they can get somebody close to him. Watch and see. You're going to start hearing shit like, oh, shit, they got yellow cake over there. they got nuclear weapons over there. We need to go investigate. I'm just saying.
I mean, Maxine Waters, this is the woman. She's going to go through his stuff with a fine-tooth comb. This is a woman that every chance he gets, he just seems to just anything negative, anything. He never had anything nice to say about this woman. Always humiliates her. I always said if she had a husband, a son, a brother, somebody should have stepped to this man because he always had something just nasty, just negative to say about her. It was just unreal the stuff that he would say about this woman. So now that she's in a position where she can, do her job, and I'm sure she's going to be professional and she's going to do her job, and she's going to come for him. And that's what she's going to do. And she's going to
What do you really think finding out his business is going to do? Everybody knows he's trifling. Everybody knows he's done some underhanded things. No one cares that votes for him.
Right.
Revealing his business
is a
temporary embarrassment.
I agree, but she's going to humiliate him. And I hear what you're saying,
but
she's still going to turn around and humiliate him because she can. Now
he'll just say it's fake.
Yes, she can.
But now, let me tell you what he banking on.
What I'm saying is, all he's going to say is, it's fake. It's not real. They're lying. They're coming after me. The sore losers, blah, blah, blah. And then the people that voted for him will keep it moving and focus on the things that they want to focus on. Going after him is not the key anymore. It's not.
But she's still going to put it out there because she can. Because she's in a position that she can.
It is important to go after him now. Because now, with us having the house, we can actually do something. Now, it's going to be a drag-out thing where it might even end up at the Supreme Court, but we do have authority to do something. We can't just kick him out, but we've got stuff. With us being in control of the house, for instance, that investigative committee, it was run by Republicans before. So all of those people got off the hook because the Republicans didn't care.
And they suppressed everything.
The Democrats are in charge now, and all of that stuff where they weren't answering because they didn't want to, they now have to answer. The Republicans let them get off the hook with it. The Democrats will not let them get off the hook. They can't, right now, they can't really touch Trump, but they can get everybody in his circle. And when he do get out, they got some stuff for him. So they can actually do something. They can't, like I said, they can't kick him out of the office yet. But they can get so much stuff on him where he might not have a choice but to leave.
And whether you believe it or not is your choice, but at least put it out there. Because before it wasn't even being put out there. They were suppressing everything. But at least put it out there. But because to not put it out there at all, it's just a disservice. It has to be put out there. Whether somebody chooses to believe it, that's your choice, but at least put it out there.
Now, let me tell you something, okay? I don't, and again, this is just a personal moment from co-producer. I don't say I'm 99% in favor of impeaching him. I don't say that. I'm just saying somebody needs to sit his ass down, and before he do anything, make him reread it to himself. Read it to somebody else. And then let's have a quick committee on it. Because let me tell you something. Whether he cheated or not, I mean, again, everybody cheats. That motherfucker won the presidency, man. All right? So, therefore, that is his damn job. We shouldn't have let him vote for his ass to get him up there. But he's there. And I don't say take it away from him. I say because you won, what's it? We just got to keep the training wheels on your bicycle for the whole time you in office. But you won the right to be there, cheating
right,
or not.
Right.
You won the right to be there. So I'm not a big fan of impeachment. But I say if you silence him enough, maybe he'll just want to leave. That's what I'm saying.
Or maybe
you gotta
act
put,
right.
Huh?
Maybe act right.
Or maybe act right.
Oh, he's not going to act right.
Here's why I say that. Because he just want to win. He don't care how. You see what he's been doing so he can win. So now if siding with the Democrats give me a victory, I wouldn't put that past.
No, he wants to just do whatever he wants to do. And when he can't, he'll just want to leave, I think. When he doesn't get his way, he'll want to leave.
Well, I think he enjoyed being the president. And
yeah, he did.
But if I can get an infrastructure bill in, right? I get this infrastructure bill in. Everybody happy. Some of my stuff that they're looking at, they ain't gonna pay that much attention.
You know what they need to do with him, man? They need to give him the same kind of power that the Queen of England has. None. You got all the money. You get all the paparazzi. You get to fly around the Air Force One. Don't really care if you go into the billion dollars on your trips. But you can't make no rules and regulations, all right? You the president. Now get your ass over there and here go 50 reporters, your own jet. Be the president. But stop trying to do shit for the nation, man. That's what they ought to
do. I think Nancy Pelosi going to keep him in, or she going to try to keep him in check anyway. She's going to try to do her best.
And let's put a strong J out there for Nancy, man. Because right now, again, they're trying to get her ass out of the speaker's position. But I think she should be there.
I agree. Mm. I think she's the most qualified for it.
Well, you know, when we talk about most qualified for some shit like that, again, with our current president, I think a lot of times let's just throw qualifications out the window. And you know what? When we throw qualifications out the window, let's not even open the window. Let's throw the shit through the glass.
No, and I only say that, and I say qualified because she was there on the ground floor with the Obamacare, and she was there when all of that was being developed. She was there for all of that. That's why I say qualified for it, you know. And that's not something that, in terms of that, for that type of position, she has the connections. She can hit the ground running. That's what I mean by qualified for it.
Oh yeah, no, I support Nancy. They're giving her some bullshit right now, but I'm definitely a Nancy supporter. But I must admit, I got tired of getting them goddamn emails during the election asking me for money. I swear to God, I would just respond back, "Don't ask me for no damn money. Y'all done took enough money from me. Don't be asking me for no dollar." So they stopped sending them to me, man. But I did. I used to put some nasty responses back. "Don't ask me for no money. You up here sitting here banking millions or some offshore accounts. Bring that shit back and finance your own campaigns. Don't ask me for no money for that." But where were we? Oh, we were on Maxine Waters. Yeah, where were we? We were on Maxine. But you know, when we start looking at, and I agree with you 1,000%, Sunshine, it is, people already know about this man and they didn't care. I just hope, again, now that we get, as you know, the midterms are over, we've got control of the House. Now, again, we have to start seeing some tangible shit happening as a result of our Democratic House now, as a result of all these women that just went into office. Again, I'm looking for big things to happen. Well, not even big things, some different things.
Ain't nothing going to happen, bro.
No.
Nothing can happen until 2020. Nothing can happen. All we can do now is slow down some of the stuff that he was doing. We don't have authority, power or authority to do anything else. What we can do is in the local governments and stuff, start fixing things. But in the federal, we can't do anything right now. So don't be hard on them because there's not much they can do.
What can we do? I'm sorry, go ahead.
We can just slow them down. We can't do anything. We can't write a law and pass it and all that. We can't. All we can do is if he do something crazy.
So at the local level, we can do stuff.
Local level, we can do a lot of stuff. We can, first of all, on the local level, we can get rid of that gerrymandering. because those places where there's a Democratic governor, the census comes up in 2020, and then it becomes redistricting. Because there's certain parts of the country where 50 million people vote one way, and I'm just using those numbers, but 50 million people vote one way, and you got 500 over here, and the 500 outweighs the 50 million.
See, again, that's part of that setup.
We can make a difference, just not on a federal level.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me say this to you. Yeah, but, you know, the local level, again, everybody gets wrapped into the presidential campaign and all that kind of stuff. But I want to take a moment and say the only presidential campaign I need the nation to get behind is my presidential campaign, which will be going off next November. you know, Western, Florida, Arizona, Singapore, Germany. I need everybody to vote for me. But back to our local level, it'll mean about as much to my local as me calling them on the telephone, which is don't mean nothing. But anyway, let's get back. Wait a minute, I want to stay on that topic for a minute. No, I'm not going to. On the local level, that's where, in all honesty, man, people really got to wake up, man, because that local level, that's that shit you feel in the morning. A lot of the shit on the – if the local politicians are taking care of business right, even some of that dumb shit that happens on the national level don't really filter down to you that hard. But I think we've been flipped or we've been hoodwinked into thinking that the presidential campaign, the presidential election is way more important. But I'm here to tell you, your governor and your senator, that's way more important than your actual president – for your particular area.
Actually,
you know what I'm saying?
Your governor, your city
mayor,
council,
right,
and the mayor.
And your mayor.
That's where we have to be more attentive to, so that,
yes,
like you said, the wake up in the morning issues we can be addressed. Federal government ain't going to make sure the garbage is picked up, the roads are paved. That's all local stuff.
Yeah, but again, we have to try somehow to get people to focus, man. Senator on down, that's where you want to find out who's running. You know, I never gave a shit about who was running for council. I'm being for real. I would start really getting interested at the mayor level. But again, now, after this election and actually being a part of actually voter registration and voter motivation, it makes me look deeper into these levels now to find out who is running. And everybody should actually do that, because at your local politics are what really going to affect your life and have the most impact on your life. If you've got crooks at your local levels, Jesus Christ himself could be the president, and you still going to have crooks, and you're not going to really benefit from that. So people,
that's what
go
took
ahead.
Away a lot of the things that Brother Barack did. He did a lot of good things. It's just that everything was so crooked underneath that we couldn't really feel the effects of it.
You know, Barack Obama, that's my dog. You know, I mean, again, and I really do believe that years and years down the road, we're still going to be benefiting from his the increases that he did make for this nation, damn black people, for this nation. And let me tell you, and he had to be super intelligent, because Barack couldn't just they couldn't just pass laws and bills. He had to write a bill and then put something in the bill that would mean you can't change the bill, rather than just put the bill out there. Am I making sense? He put things in place that not only did he put them in place, he had to put them in place with back doors in them, because he knew as soon as he get out of office, they're going to come and change that. And again, as I said in the beginning, I wish Barack had that don't give a damn attitude, I'm just going to hook my people attitude up that Trump had. I really do. Well, I really don't, but no, hell that. Yes, I do. I wish he'd come up in there. I do. I wish he See, that was me trying to be subliminally politically correct. No, I wish he had that same bullshit about him that Donald Trump have, that it don't matter. It's what I want. And what I want is for who I want it for. Damn what the nation want. You know, you already voted and you already elected Hillary, but I'm here. So that lets you know what you say really don't matter to me.
He had that attitude, bro. Michelle would be a widower.
Yeah. Because they wouldn't have watched it. Just because he had that attitude, oh, they wouldn't have played along with that for a little bit. not even for a little bit. They'd be like, now wait a minute, Barack. Wait a minute. we had a conversation about this, and you said you wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, he was as straight as they come, and they had to make up stuff on him.
Yeah. He truly tried to be a president for the people. He really did. Tried to be for everyone.
And you know what? And like I said before, the interracial people, interracial generation, to me, that's going to be the saving grace of this nation. But I'll tell you this, though, to America, to the United States of America, what y'all, the nation, you got our best in Barack. we shown you how we can be, but I guarantee you, the next brother that strolled his ass up through the White House, it's gonna be a whole lot of late nights. But somebody gonna be calling the cops on him, man. They gonna be calling the Secret Service on him. Like, could you tell him to cut the music down? Yeah, but
oh my goodness,
we showed you as a people, motherfucker. We can be on point, so we sent to you our representative, Brother Barack Hussein. But you shitted on him. So the next brother that comes through there,
It's gonna be a little different.
Corey, don't let me down. Don't let me down, Corey. Don't let me down, Corey. Treat the nation like it was Newark, son. You know how you did that shit, Corey. But yeah, but you know, and again, we gave them our best, and you shitted on our best. Well, you didn't shit on our best. You tried to, but all his clothes were shitproof, so none of us stuck to him.
But he did us proud.
Busters forever. They still taking polls right now that again he's probably. I mean, you know, again when you just talk about now, don't get me wrong. There's some people who don't like Barack because they just don't like smart, intelligent people. I get that. I don't understand it, but I get it. But I don't see where a whole lot of folks in the nation could really have bad shit to say about that man.
But
there are folks that say that. So you can't please everybody. But I think as a nation, that I know we talk about a blue wave. We was talking about a blue wave, but now we're on a black guy. But but that's just how that goes down. Hey, welcome, caller. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, let's get ready to start the show. Hey, it's Wednesday night, and every Wednesday night we get together. Nice of you to join us, brother.
It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I was working on this little project. It's kind of like Jurassic Park, but I'm calling it Slavery Island. And what we intend to do is take some white nationalists and white people that just don't like people of other colors and let them, you know, spend a year on this island and show them how, you know, how real shitty their attitude is towards other people.
Mm.
Give them a walkthrough on, you know, how slavery was, what I'm trying to say.
So just going to get a quick walkthrough?
Yeah. About a year.
But here, but you know what, though?
Not 400, not 200, just a year.
Just 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I will say is, in fact, we're going to actually close our show out with a little Thanksgiving love. But now, again, this is the attic. And that's what I broadcast. When I dropped the podcast, I told you some of the things that I think about might not be what you think about. So when we say Thanksgiving love, let's look at Thanksgiving just for a minute and what we're about to celebrate tomorrow. I'm sorry, my microphone is working and amplifiers are on high. We're about to say thank you as a nation for the shit we did to the Indians, man. Come on, whoa, stay with me now. We shitted on the Indians. I mean, to the point that we make this shit a holiday. Come on, as a nation now. Somebody feel down and hold me, because this shit don't make a whole lot of sense to me. And it's funny because, you know, you grow up thinking Thanksgiving. You grew up thinking Miles Standish and what is it, Pocahontas. I mean, but again, we did some horrible things to those people. I don't see where we get together at some point and say, let's make this a celebration.
Actually, I heard somewhere where somebody's trying to change that about Thanksgiving. Some senator, somebody, a congresswoman.
Well, now watch this down. Think about this, and think about the paradox here. Just like, and again, I fully understand that not kneeling for the flag was not. I mean, not kneeling during the anthem was not about the flag. But this conversation, I'm going to make it about the flag. How do you expect a black person who now understands what the hell the national anthem is singing about? That's just wrong to ask them to stand up and salute that. And this is just as wrong as if you ask an Indian, and I say Indian, I know people get upset about that, Native, let's go Native American. Yeah, Native American. You were here before we got here, but you're the Native. But let's ask a Native American, how did you feel about being taught to be thankful on Thanksgiving? I think it's the same. I know if I'm a Native American, tomorrow's not a joyous day in my fucking life. I'm just saying. I'm going to be thankful that y'all stole our land. All doing, and then we're going to have Thanksgiving about that? No, America. And again, tomorrow could just be have a big dinner day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everything could stay the same, but you got to change. You got to change the name.
As long as they allow me the day off, I'm all right with whatever you call it.
And you know what? And that's what happens, though. And again, don't get me wrong. I'll be working tomorrow in protest of Thanksgiving, and plus I get a little extra holiday pay. But I'll be working. It's not about the holiday pay. It's not about the holiday pay. Somebody's got to do that job. But but just think about that though. We talk about now we got legislation about changing the name of the Washington Redskins football team. But we don't have a national Thanksgiving. What the hell we think?
Right.
Help me.
Right.
Am I missing a point here? What are we thankful for? I mean, as the tradition goes, that we got together and made a big, we had a feast with the Indians, right? Is that not
the story? Once again, that's not for us. That's for them.
Okay.
We might have been serving the food, cooking the food and serving it, but we wasn't sitting down giving, you know, joy to what we had accomplished. As far as taking away the land and all that. That's what they was giving
for. Now, again, I had to go to the big screen for a minute. I went to Wikipedia. Thanksgiving Day, an annual national holiday in the United States and Canada celebrating the harvest and other blessings of past year. America generally believes that their Thanksgiving is molded on a 1621 harvest feast set by the English colonists, the Pilgrims, and the, I'm sorry, Wampanoag people. Okay, so we had a big feast of the Wampanoags. I'm sorry if I'm, can anybody, what is that? W-A-M-P-A-N-O-A-G. wearing penog. I'm sorry. But anyway, but again, it was a feast that took place. But let's talk about the events that took place before that feast, or immediately after that feast. And again, all the Thanksgiving pictures usually show Indians in their tribal gear and the pilgrims in their traditional pilgrim clothes breaking bread. But no, that's not the story. That's the story they want you to believe. So, again, I'm looking forward to a big dinner somewhere, but I don't have that big dinner in observation of Thanksgiving for us taking this whole country away from the Indians that were here, the Native Americans that were here, the people that were here. And then we gave them a new name, and we took their name. Now, we're Americans. You were here first, but I'm going to throw Native in front of you. I'm going to give you a casino, some bingo rights, and then you're going to go away and be happy.
Hey, it's only yours until somebody takes it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we shouldn't celebrate the taking. And I know now the stories are going to be, that's not what we're celebrating. That's what happened. That's what took place with the pilgrims and the colonists, man. The colonists and the Indians, man. There was no happy marriage there. There was no sharing of information. They realized that the Native Americans had land. They wanted it. And again, what they couldn't barter from them, they infested them with and took from them. But let's roll all that up together and say happy Thanksgiving, nation. No, I'm just going to say, if somebody fixes some turkey with some good stuffing, I'd like to come by and break bread with you. But let's not call it a Thanksgiving, because we really, unless we're being thankful for something else, we got to change. Again, I'm down for changing Thanksgiving. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm not down for losing that day of holiday pay. Yeah, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, can we call how Denzel said in American Gangster, can we put another name on it, call it something else? I don't know. Let's take ownership. Give it another name.
Happy Takeover Day?
Huh?
Happy Takeover Day?
No, I'm just saying, well, let's just give it a name that's not associated with any of that shit. We already got the day off. It's already into our work schedules that we're going to have November 24th off. Let's just call it Get Ready for Christmas Holiday. How about some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be a holiday named after some brutal shit we did to a group of people. But that's just me. Hey, we're coming down to the close of our show tonight. All right. We're coming down to the close
that's
of our
that's
show
something
tonight.
To think about, bro. That's something to think about.
Well, and again, we always, as a nation of people, and you know what? We're not even going to make, I'm not even going to turn this into a black and white issue. This was just an issue of pilgrims. I'm sure there were some black pilgrims. They just called them different, but they gave them a different name. You just be a pill or some shit. But no, but we just need to really think about that when we talk about cultural awareness. We talk about cultural awareness. Again, and I think about that. You have Indian Americans, real Americans. It's not real Americans, actual Americans that's here, and we have a national holiday. And when they think about that, I'm sure their thoughts are not somebody, some English colonist saying, would you pass the corn, please? I'm sure that's not how that went. But anyway, last 60 seconds, I want to thank the cast for tonight for joining in. And again, we've got some interesting concepts we're about to unroll, and we'll be in touch with you very soon. Again, we want to take our podcast to the next level. And again, I want us to remain entertaining. We're not a news show. If you're looking for us, if you come into the attic to get your daily news, then you pretty fucked up. I'm sorry. Yeah, you made a lot of bad decisions in your life. But if you want to come and get a laugh, again, we try to be enlightening, but more humorous than anything else. But if you want to come and hang out with us again, every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, we take our show live. Hey, Cass, with the show coming to the end, I want to say good night, and I look forward to talking to everybody in the week. Good night, Cass.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving, everybody.
Peace.
All right, that's it. Sister Tippy, you still here? Okay.
Yes, sir, and have a happy family day tomorrow.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say have a blessed Thanksgiving after what you just said. Now I feel bad. After everything you said, I didn't mean to say have a blessed Thanksgiving. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. Let's think about the Americans that were here.
I didn't mean to say that, bro. I'm sorry.
It just kind of rolled out like that. All right, y'all. Let's have a nice evening. Oh, this is co-producer. I'm signing off. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.